This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And I'm now joined by my second guests of the day. We've got the entire band of Shore Boy, all the surest boys in Aotearoa New Zealand, coming on to talk about their new track, Orbiting, as well as their tour, which they're gracing Otepoti with. Morena, how you doing, gang?
Morena!
Nice. Are you guys in a car right now outside Christchurch? How's that treating you?
Pretty good. It's a nice car. Shout out that rental company.
Yeah, it's quite fancy.
Yeah, so far, the few hours we've been in Christchurch, going really well.
Awesome, awesome. Do you sleep in the car last night?
No. Thankfully, that we've done well on our admin. There will be no sleeping in car business. Fingers crossed.
This time.
Yeah, this time.
I feel like, can you be a band without sleeping in a car? That's a very good question. I feel like you can.
I think it's good team building.
I think it is. Or maybe like a rite of passage, but one I'd like to avoid.
Yeah, that's very fair. It's one I've yet to do, but I'm really interested in doing at some point.
Looking forward.
I got a little question for one band member in particular, and it sounds like this.
Hey Jude.
All right, that's that done. I've already had one Jude on the program. Jude, do you meet a lot of other Judes?
I've not met a single other Jude at this point in time.
Do you think you ever will?
No. Because I think I'm the only Jude. And that's how I like to live my life.
It's a very singular name, which I'm a fan of. On a scale from, like, Courage the Cowardly Dog to Johnny Bravo, how sure is this boy?
Whoa, that's a great question. I can answer it. I can answer it for you, honestly. This, if you don't mind, Jude.
Yeah, go.
Honestly, Johnny Bravo for sure.
Oh, yeah?
You should, honestly, the energy that emanates is absolutely... Have you ever seen Johnny Bravo before?
No, I've got no idea.
Okay, well, there we go. Jude's going to... I will show Jude, and then he will understand, because it is exactly...
He doesn't know
that that's an insult yet.
How do you describe Johnny Bravo to someone who hasn't seen it? Because it's just like this guy kind of rizzing up ladies constantly and just being like really dumb. He's just a dumb hunk.
Big chin energy.
It's just like me, guys.
Oh, man. You're, of course, on a tour at the moment to promote the new track Orbiting. And are you playing Christchurch tonight?
Yeah.
Nice.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, true. I thought you've already played it and you're coming down tonight to get ready to play. But no, whereabouts are you playing Christchurch and how's the band feeling?
So we're playing at Space Academy tonight. And so far, still, me and Simone were just talking about it before, of like flying into somewhere. Maybe we're just a bit weird, but we don't really feel like we're here yet, you know? Like, this morning I was just in Tamaki Makaurau. Like, how am I here now? So I reckon it'll take a good few hours and then we'll be like, okay, locked in, let's play the show, let's do this. But right now, to honestly answer, who knows? Who knows?
From the little time I've spent in Christchurch, I can honestly say the botanical gardens there are gorgeous. So if you do have time to chill out before, I highly recommend the Botans.
We had actually discussed that.
Yeah, we just drove past them.
As soon as we got in.
Yeah, they look beautiful.
Have you gotten many food recommendations?
Sorry?
Have you gotten many food recommendations for places to eat in Christchurch? Because I haven't heard of any great places to eat quite yet.
No, I think we'll just be having either a walk around and seeing where the wind blows, you know.
They do have really good pizzas. Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
They do really good pizzas at Space Academy.
There we go.
That is what I've heard on the street. So
we'll confirm that. We'll confirm that later.
Mean. Awesome. Well, I'll have to try next time I'm in Christchurch, which will hopefully be sometime this year. You're also going to Melbourne for the very last leg of the tour. Will that be the first time that you all have performed in Australia?
Yes. Very excited.
Terrifying.
Yeah, especially at a time of year when it's going to be like super hot. It's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah. And we're playing in the upstairs of the Toe, which is a smallish room as well. So it's just going to be a cozy little furnace.
Mm.
That'd be awesome. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm actually going to Melbourne on Monday next week, so I'm in a similar boat. I'm very nervous, but I'm very excited.
Yay, exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be real fun. Now, the new track, Orbiting, which we've kind of orbited around, is about detangling yourself from someone you love to kind of figure out yourself. I want to know, what is an indicator for you when you think you've got to detangle and do some self-discovery?
Ooh, an indicator. I reckon if I was to speak from the heart, my truth, I would say when you're starting to make decisions and base decisions, perhaps with this other person in mind more so than yourself. I think it's good with any kind of relationship, whether it be familial or with your friends or with partners, to, you know, take them into consideration for decisions that you're making in, you know, a certain kind of degree. But I think if it's getting borderline excessive, maybe just check in. Check in on what you're doing and who you're prioritizing and where all your love is, you know? So, just to get a little intense there, sorry.
No, it's good. We like intense here on the Edgy Breakfast. Jude and Simone, do you guys have any opinions there?
You better agree.
Of course, be effective.
No, I agree.
Yeah, no, that's what I was.
That pretty much summarizes. Well,
pretty much sums up the song.
Thank you.
Man. This is very wise.
Very wise.
Nice.
Clearly, is it exclusively about like romantic love? This song, or is it about, as you say, familial or platonic as well?
Yeah, I think whatever. I try not to be. Well, yeah, we try not to be too specific with some of the terminology. I think sometimes it is, I'm a little obvious, like I'd probably get more done without a man as a little on the nose, but like it's also in jest, you know.
It doesn't have to be about a person.
No, it's more that idea in general. Sometimes you can get more done on your own two feet. But yeah, I reckon it kind of depends. Hopefully people will listen to it and take their own meaning from it in that way and relate to it in their own way.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. It seems like a real balance of wanting to have that person in your life, but knowing that if you've got to be your own person, at the same time you're unable to give them real connection. So you've tapped into a real palpable thing there, which I just want to say, kapai. Kapai on
that.
That was my interpretation at the very least. I hear that you all have got an EP coming out in 2025. When is that set to release, and is there a name you can spill?
It's all a bit hush-hush at the moment, to be honest. The EP is going to be coming out towards the end of the year, but that's all we can say at this point.
Mm. Ayo, we're so mysterious.
So in the last financial quarter, is that what we can say?
Love, last financial quarter? Yeah, you're joking? Yes.
Right. Mean.
The last financial quarter.
Awesome. Anyway. Preparing it for the board. Yeah, the board wants to see this. Fantastic. Can you comment on when the next track from the EP may be coming out?
We have set it for April, but we haven't locked it in yet.
I so wanted to say no comment. No comment. But that is true in April.
Yeah, it should be April.
Which awesome.
And it's so good. You're actually going to... Oh my gosh, you're going to scream. It's so good.
It's so good. It's brilliant.
Awesome. It's brilliant.
It's I was going to keep doing a Trump impression, but I don't think I will. Well, thank you very much for your time and coming on the program from a car. That shows real dedication. But you guys are playing tomorrow at yours on Moray Place with two fantastic local acts. You got Ivy and Kira Wallace playing with you. What about these acts made you y'all think that they'd be real good to play with?
I mean, honestly, we played a show at yours with both of those supports last year, and they were both so awesome and lovely to have play with us. And we were just like, you know what? Let's just do it again.
Round two, baby.
All a bunch of cuties.
Yeah. And really lovely people and amazing musicians.
Yeah.
So,
totally.
Win-win.
Hell yeah. That's awesome. That's fantastic. I could agree. I think it's incredible that Kira Wallace, I think, I'm not sure if they're still in high school, but last year they were, and that's just incredible.
Amazing.
Right, that's like not fair, actually. That shouldn't be allowed, actually, now that I think about it. That's a crazy amount of talent, you know?
It is. It is. It's a stupid amount of talent, and I'm very glad that they claimed Neen as their home. But thank you very much for coming on the Edgy Breakfast program this morning. It was great chatting with all of you. I wish you very well and safe touring.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All right, folks. That was the entirety of Shore Boy. We're chatting about their new song, Orbiting, which we're going to play for you right now. You're listening to the Edgy Breakfast Show on Radio 1. Keep it locked. Love you. Bye.
Set me on the shelf. I'm ready at a moment's notice. Can't believe myself. How could I have fallen in this? Float around the room like I'm orbiting you, waiting for a chance to land. I'd probably get more done without a man. And I go high.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.